The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's talk politics. This afternoon, a group of Fianna Fáil backbenchers, three Fianna Fáil backbenchers, released a statement expressing real and deep concern over the government's response to the fuel protest last week. This comes, of course, after yesterday's confidence motion, which saw Michael Healy-Rae resign from government. Joining us to discuss all this are our political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Louise Byrne, and independent TD Barry Heenan. Louise, I'll come to you first. What do you make of this Fianna Fáil statement? I've read it twice, and I'm not exactly sure what exactly they're trying to say, but they're clearly not happy.
And I think that's what a lot of their colleagues in Fianna Fáil have been saying over the last hour and a half since this statement came out. So Ryan O'Mara, James O'Connor and Albert Dolan are some of the youngest TDs in Fianna Fáil. James and Albert are 27, 28 and Ryan O'Mara is a little bit older, 31, but still quite young compared to some of their Fianna Fáil colleagues. But they are essentially saying that this party is not what it once was. They were talking about, you know, Sean Lamass and Frank Aitken and all these people who were around their age when Fianna Fáil was set up. But I think the really interesting parts come in the latter half of the statement, and they were saying that they wanted to rediscover the first principles of Fianna Fáil, which they say is putting people first. And they are saying, too often today we find senior colleagues expect us to just explain their government difficulties to our communities. And then in bold writing, Shane, they say that is not the role we want, nor will we accept it any longer. So it's hard to know what the aim is here. Some sources saying to us that they're viewing it like a warning shot to Micheál Martin. There is deep dissatisfaction still within Fianna Fáil with Micheál Martin. Now, it's eased a little bit compared to the days back in October following that presidential election debacle, but there is still deep satisfaction. Speaking to backbenchers following their parliamentary party meeting on Monday, a lot of people in Fianna Fáil saying that they didn't think that the events of the last week were handled properly, that they didn't think the communication was done properly. So it seems to be coming to the boil now. Whether or not they actually do anything, I think, is the big question, because we've been in this situation so many times before.
Yeah, I'm struggling to find where they said it, but I do recall the statement saying this isn't about communication or being better on TikTok. But I mean, what are they looking? Are they looking for the government to spend more money? Is that essentially what they want?
I think they're looking for just more coordination between, you know, the backbenchers and the senior people in the party. And, you know, they're saying that we're committed to working with our Oireachtas colleagues to restore trust and connection that once defined Fianna Fáil's relationship with the Irish people. And I think a lot of them feel that they were quite let down last week by how the government handled the fuel protests. That, you know, a lot of people said to me on Monday evening that all last week they were told that the carbon tax was the red line and that it couldn't be touched. And they were going out and they were parroting this line, if you like, all week. And yet on Sunday, the carbon tax was postponed until October, and many of them believe that that's going to be pushed out even further. So, I thought that line was interesting. This is not a communications issue. This is not about being better on TikTok. I don't know who that was aimed at, but I think it's about cooperation within the party. Is the having read this now and having spoken to people on Monday, that's what they want, because I think they feel there is a disconnect between the senior leadership of the party and the backbenches. But that's not a new complaint. And this has been a complaint that has been brought up so often in the past. And yet,
Louise, I've been covering politics for 30 years. It's a complaint that was around, I think, since Moses was a boy. I don't think there's anything new about it.
Before these lads were born is what you're trying to say.
Yes, exactly. But look, thank you indeed for that update. Let's bring in Barry Heenan, the independent government supporting TD. Barry, you voted with the government on the confidence motion. Were you tempted to vote against them?
Hi, Ed, thanks very much for having me on. When I went going for election, I made it very clear to the people of Dublin Bay North that I would support a government. That was my word. When I went into government formation, I told the government that I would support them through votes of no confidence and financial measures, as long as my key issues were addressed. I'm seeing my key issues be addressed. As a politician, I believe your word is your binding, and I will always stick with them as long as I see my key issues being addressed. It's also about stability. You know, and that's something I'm getting a lot of phone calls today, as you can imagine, from people in my constituency and people far away who are claiming to be my constituents are very upset with me. But when I explain to them that without a functioning government, there's no support, no legislation, no protection, especially during this global crisis, I think it's they go, oh, I didn't know that. You know, I think that's something that is very, there's a lot of misinformation, and people think that if the government had collapsed yesterday, there would instantly have been all of their problems solved. In my opinion, we all know how long it takes for a general election, for the government to be formed. Right now, the best decision is stability, considering we don't know what's going to happen with the big orange man next week. You know, like anything could happen. And to have the financial measures that were passed last night, we needed a government. The thing that needs to be said across to the people, and it wasn't. I think that there was political scoring for a few extra seats by some of the opposition parties, which I completely condone. I think we need stability, and for someone to look for five or six extra seats as the benefit of themselves and to make
who are you referring to there, Barry? What parties?
Just saying, completely pushing it. Like in all of their speeches, saying that the independents are benefiting themselves by supporting the government. I get no benefit to myself. It would have been a lot easier for me as an independent TD to sit on the sidelines and say, let's make everything free like they do and scrap the carbon tax, scrap every tax and increase spending. You have to be logical in government. You are there to make long-term decisions and short-term decisions for the Irish people. And in order to do that, you need a stable government. I think, and yesterday I was getting targeted, even when I voted, all of them started tutting and all this. They see me as weak, but if you think there's one thing about me, I'm not going to bend anywhere for anyone other than my constituents and for benefiting them as being an effective as possible.
Fair play. You spoke about you do a deal and you stick to it and your word is your bond. Could you say the same about Michael Healy-Ray?
Well, firstly, just to speak with Michael Healy-Ray, from being in the group and speaking and seeing his work rate, he is something that has taught me a lot. I've never seen someone take as many phone calls, write down and work for his constituents.
But none of that's in doubt. But when the going got tough, he got going in the opposite direction, didn't he? He didn't want to know.
Well, he's listening to his constituents, and that's what politicians do. My constituents, and from canvassing and speaking, the majority want stability. Michael Healy-Ray speaks for himself just as I speak for myself.
I just want
to reiterate, the work he did as a minister was phenomenal. His team, Jackie, his son, if we have more people like that in the Dáil, the country... Well,
we wouldn't have many people in government if we had more people like that.
That's a good point.
Okay, what did the government get wrong last week in your view? And I accept your reasons for voting confidence in the government, but do you think they got things wrong last week?
Well, one of the things that I've constantly been pushing for is, and I've been since I've been in here, and like I'm an engineer by background with sustainability and masters from DCU. You know, that's my forte. I've been constantly pushing that the escalating conflict in the Middle East is showing that global gas infrastructure shows how exposed Ireland is. We need to be energy independent. We have such potential in our offshore renewable energy, our solar. And one of the things I'm working on at the moment is my private wires bill, which will aid the development of sustainable and renewable projects. But that's one of the government things got wrong in the past. But they are, and I welcome, I met with Dara O'Brien. The government's bill is progressing through the Climate and Energy Committee, which will help us become more energy independent, decentralise our grid. One of the things that I pushed for today again in the chamber, and it's a quick fix in my opinion, is plug-in solar systems. The German government did it very successfully. Someone's in an apartment block. They don't have access to their own roof. They can buy a plug-in solar kit, put it on the outside of their balcony and plug it in directly. It's okay. Very simple.
Brilliant. It sounds good. Listen, just before we let you go, it seems like things could get really difficult in the coming months and years. We're hoping this doesn't happen. But if the war continues, there's warnings of global recessions. Our huge surplus at the moment could easily disappear almost overnight. There could be difficult decisions to be made in government. And what the last week has shown is we don't really like difficult decisions in this country. Will you stick with the government in that kind of scenario?
I'll always make decisions that are for the best bettering of the Irish people. And as you just said there, the fact that we have this surplus of a budget from the last one gives us this wriggle room to bring out 750 million of packages. That's exactly why stability is critical. And it really reiterates that if global risks increase, we need a government to place in to protect people. That's not being reiterated online. And these parties that are calling for the dismantlement of the government, look at them and ask them when they come to your door, why would you dissolve a government at one of the most highly geopolitical risks? We need everyone. So what happens next week, as you said, if everything gets completely stopped? We need to have and be able to use our nest egg. To be able to use our nest egg, we need a government. So ask them, why were they trying to benefit their party and not the people of Ireland? That's
okay.
What you need to ask them.
And finally, and very briefly, the ongoing threats that are being made, and apparently they are still being made, to drivers of fuel tanks. I'm told there's intimidation, there's threats, threats of violence and so on. Your reaction to that is still ongoing?
Well, anyone who threatens anyone physically needs to be brought to the Garda Síochána. I'd also like to commend on Garda Síochána for their work across the board in my constituency. And my father was a guard. I have huge respect for the guards and the work they do. They put up with a lot, and they are the reason and the keeper of peace. And Tamán Buíochfishin, you know, Danish is up in the grapple. They do the work of the horse on the streets. They're brilliant, brilliant people. I think anyone who is threatening anyone who is delivering fuel, critical infrastructure, anyone who's given a threat needs to be reported. You cannot bring in physical threats to the hardworking men and women of Ireland.
Okay. Barry Heenan, Independent TD for Dublin Bay North. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.